It's Wednesday, January 29, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Fidbian. Last week, a temporary power disruption occurred at the east wing of Windhoek's Central Hospital after a secondary water storage tank malfunctioned. Ben Nangombe, the executive director in the health ministry, explained that the January 24th incident was an overflow that caused water to leak into an electricity distribution box, resulting in a short circuit. He added that technicians from the health and works ministries, as well as the city of Windhoek, swiftly restored power to critical areas, including the ICU.
The patients who were accommodated in the affected areas were relocated to appropriate places within the Windhoek Central Hospital. No patients were relocated elsewhere. There was no patient who was exposed to any risk or any danger. So we basically commend the team of dedicated men and women who responded promptly to this particular power disruption. So we urge the public, of course, to follow and rely on the factual information coming from the ministry regarding matters of this nature.
In a new collaboration, Telkom and the National Housing Enterprise have signed an agreement to develop smart housing in the country. And according to TN's Stanley Shanapinda, the CEO, the partnership integrates Telkom's telecommunications capability with NHE's housing expertise to offer affordable, tech-enabled housing solutions.
So the NHE and Telkom Namibia have been discussing for a while now how we can form strategic partnership. NHE is the national housing institution, and as Telkom Namibia, we've got a project to connect to fiber. So we're looking at how we can do that in a faster and more efficient way and setting up houses that are smart house ready so that the civil works and the planning can all be done in the beginning, and it gives the customers and the new house owners a lot more convenience that they can connect easily to when fiber services then rolled out.
In South Africa, Union Kuisa says it is absolutely clear that what it calls the South African National Defence Forces adventure in the DRC is imperialist in its class, character, aims and purpose. The president, Mametlo Esebe, says the DRC is home to over 445 trillion rands worth of natural resources, insisting that it is the country's mineral riches which has attracted imperialist vultures from all over the world.
The struggle over which faction of the global elite will plunder DRC and brazen attempts to brutally subjugate Congo Congolese people are the reason behind the cold-blooded assassination of Patrice Lumumba and the carnage that has been going on since his assassination.
Still on DRC, Kenya's President William Ruto, in his capacity as chairperson of the East African Community, has convened an extraordinary summit addressing the rising violence in the eastern DRC. The leader stressed the importance of diplomacy over military intervention and called for dialogue to resolve the conflict. The emergency meeting scheduled for today will bring together Rwanda's President Paul Kagame as well as Congo's Felix Tshisekedi. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations insists that laws to prohibit UNRWA from operating in Israel will come into effect in 48 hours. Danny Dannon told a UN Security Council meeting on Friday that his country's plans to go ahead with its decision despite opposition from the world body and other member states. Jody Jacobs is there for us in New York, where the UN is headquartered.
The United Nations says these laws are in clear contravention of international law and of a General Assembly resolution. UNRWA's head, Felipe Lazzarini, says the fate of millions of Palestinians is now at stake.
Implementing the legislations makes a mockery of international law.
Israel claims some UNRWA staff took part in the October 2023 attack. The UN Secretary General has also written to Israel requesting it rescind the laws that come into effect on January the 30th. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.